I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we were talking about it during the break, and this is my first confession. I refuse to believe something that is a fact. That's my confession.
Wait, what you talking about?
I actually don't know what you mean.
I refuse to believe something that is, and I'm Mr. Hey, just get it factually correct, all this stuff, do it, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mario Ellie hit the kiss of death 30 years ago today.
Yikes.
I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, that's right.
Figgy, 30 years ago today.
Dang, that's crazy.
The kiss of death. I'm just flabbergasted.
What, it felt like yesterday?
It felt like yesterday. Is that even, what, if somebody had guessed, hey, how many years ago was kiss of death?
Well, I mean, I know that it wasn't yesterday. I know that for damn sure.
Well, it felt like yesterday, but if you had to guess, I would have said, and I was following that team. I was writing at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't going to lie.
I was involved. I was there.
I ain't going to lie. It felt like it was 30 years ago, man.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It's been a while. The
30?
I wouldn't immediately jump to 30, but you know, you think about it, you're like, damn, yeah, that's right.
It sounds about right.
It feels like maybe like 20 years ago in a way.
Yeah, maybe.
But yes. I understand what you mean. It's just, it does not feel like it is nearly as long ago as it actually is. And I don't know how that makes me feel.
Yeah.
Either.
And in terms of like singular moments, it's that and the Altuve home run, maybe, and the Yordan home run, like singular moments in sports history.
For Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's up there. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, get that one in particular. Because it was first championship.
Championship, and that was Choke City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Choke City.
Somebody said to the kids, it feels like 30 years. Yeah, it might just be like the relativity of this and being a little bit younger where it's like, it does feel like a little while ago for
dude,
you.
Because I was a kid during that time, man. Obviously I wasn't ingrained with the Rockets or nothing, but I kind of remembered during that time, during that 90s basketball time.
Mm-hmm. Just seems incredible.
That is wild. Yeah, shout out to Marioli, man. Like, also, great dude. Fun guy to talk to and everything. And, man, just one of the many fantastic kind of characters in that. Does it feel like sports nowadays, we don't get as many characters? Or am I doing too much there?
I don't know. That's a good question. We have some.
I feel like a lot of these players kind of keep their head down a little bit and just they just play.
They're maybe more aware of, like, everybody's watching.
Yeah. Everybody's PR trained now.
Yeah, everybody's watching PR trained.
Like, there's so much PR. It's one of the things that I kind of lament. Right out of, like, college into that area, everybody already has been doing so much of this, or at least they're so exposed to the professionals as well that people kind of know the quote-unquote right answer.
Yeah.
From very, very young, where you get the high schooler on the, you know, the local television, you know.
Player speak.
And they're exactly. Yeah, they're and it just felt like we had fewer of those guys in that time, which, I mean, is good in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It is good in a lot of ways, but it is kind of, it kind of stinks for just like building the character, the tapestry of the sport.
Just so y'all know, I'm gonna refuse to acknowledge that it's been 30 years.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Well, that's that's a fact, man.
It is a fact.
Look it up.
It is a fact. I don't have to look it up. But I'm just going to go ahead and, for my own benefit, refuse to believe that it was 30.
You're not going to be alone in that.
Yeah.
832, there's someone from the 281. They say it doesn't feel like 30 years ago. And shout out to Perry from the 281. Does not sound like
her name.
Does not sound like it's possible. She signed it. she said it does not even feel like it's possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shout out to... very quickly approaching the actual 30-year anniversary of that championship for the Houston Rockets. All right, so I really have never been afraid of getting stuck in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is just, you know, I think that there's people that have claustrophobia. There's people that kind of, I don't know, have seen movies, whatever. I've never been afraid of such a thing. before recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been like a week or two ago where I got in the elevator. It did that thing where it closed and it lurched a little bit.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, oh no.
I don't want to do it.
And I realized very quickly, in the same way that I realized this over the last weekend, that there are things that I actually did have within me that I did not realize, which is a fear of not having a 6 in front of my height. And also the fear of, oh, I could get stuck in this elevator, possibly fall. Like I just, and it had never been instances where like you have mm-hmm. something happen. I think that as I'm getting just a little bit older, not saying that I'm old by any stretch, but as I'm getting a little bit older, I feel like I'm opening myself up to more of these fears or concerns about myself than I realized I'd never had.
I think that's fair. Hey, I want anybody who's worked in the elevator industry to verify this, whether, you know, all those elevator companies or repair or whatever. Somebody told me years and years ago when I got stuck in an elevator, I've told that story on the air, it was terrifying for an hour and a half, by the way. They said that when an elevator, like if it breaks, it actually goes up, not down, because the counterweights. There's counterweights. Like if the lines underneath it break, the elevator actually rises. I've never looked it up, so somebody help me out.
Unless the
counterweight breaks,
or unless the cable that is holding it to the
the cable above it makes it go up because there's a counterweight on it.
Okay,
but somebody help me out. Is that true?
I just assume you falling down 19
me too.
Flights.
Me too. Yeah.
It was one time I was actually getting off the elevator up here, and it wasn't. I guess it wasn't even.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little step. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, it was like halfway through.
But the doors open up fine?
The doors open up fine.
And you can get out that mug.
But it was a step where I'm like, what the hell? Like, it didn't go all the way up to the floor.
Yeah.
So I hurry up and hopped off of that.
Yeah. Are you the person who's like, never again that one right there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leaves a scar.
From the 832, an elevator will not just fall. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that.
Again. I have very much existed in that place where I have belief in the systems and the checks and balances that we have and all these things. And all it took, apparently.
You still think it'll fall?
I don't. Sincerely, I don't. However, I realized in that moment, oh, you're not as secure as I thought I would have been prior. Shout out to T-Mill. Maybe I am justified in that thought. Apparently, he got stuck in the freight elevator here during his promo team days.
Yeah.
He was on there for like 45 minutes. So. Damn. Yeah, I guess that is a little bit more of a possibility than I had previously considered.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta confess, man, I feel kind of bad for these kids. So I went to this spot, I want to say it was near Cypress, called District Market.
Okay.
It was like a little local market, and I actually got this little drink from there. It's a pretty cool spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a sea moss tea.
All right.
And it was some little kids in there, and they were selling some little beads and like necklace, little jewelry they made.
Right.
And they tapped me on the shoulder. Hey, excuse me, sir. Would you like to come? And so I went over to the table. I'm like, hey, how you doing? My name is Figgy. What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl told me it was a Nigerian name.
Yeah.
But she said it very low where I couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I'm sorry, what's your name again? And I could tell she kind of got, she didn't get frustrated. I could tell she kind of got a little down.
Like embarrassed or whatever?
Yeah, where she ended up saying, you could just call me Elizabeth, because I guess that was her middle name.
Yeah.
And my confession, I felt so bad for her, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I wanted.
Proud.
Yeah,
say it.
I wanted to know your real name.
Yeah.
And then the little boy followed suit and just gave me his, I guess, I guess it was his middle name.
Or nickname or whatever.
Yeah. He said Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt so bad. I walked out. I'm like, man, I don't want them to do that no more.
I'm
man.
With you on that.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever you name it, whatever name you go by,
say it.
Yeah, yeah. I would just have to learn it. I might struggle with it, but if that's your name, I'm gonna learn it. I just felt so bad for that man.
Yeah, that I do get embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed for them, but I feel bad when people have a unique name. Say it.
Yeah.
Be proud.
If that's your name,
yeah.
Roll by your unless you have a nickname that you rather roll by,
yeah.
Then I'm going to roll with that. But I don't want you to give me the easy way out because I can't pronounce your name or, you know, something like that. Hey, just say your name probably. I know she's younger, so eventually she probably get to that point where she go by, you know, this is my name. Yeah, I felt so bad because I really didn't hear it.
Yeah, no, I feel
she was talking low. I couldn't hear it. It wasn't the name pronunciation. It was she was talking low. But I think she assumed I didn't understand the name.
No, I get that, right? As someone who has one of those names that maybe not as easy, does not appear as easy to folks on first viewing, I get that. My mom always said this, though. If they'll learn how to pronounce Hakeem Olajuwon, they'll learn how to say your name.
There right? Exactly, yeah.
I do want to point out, right, sometimes it's not necessarily about giving you the easy way out. Sometimes, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to have to go through
I get that.
The back and forth right. of, no, not quite. Actually, it's like this.
Yeah.
No, is this it? Like, no, you're not you're quite close. There. It's yeah, this. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Sometimes it's about saving your own time in that moment. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I very much with you. I'd very much prefer if everybody's like, no, this is my name, and I want you to figure this thing out.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't offend her in anything, but, yeah, I felt so bad.
I think social media teams for pro sports teams and college teams, for that matter, they're getting far too sensitive and thin-skinned. Did you see what the PGA Tour tweeted after Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship?
I did not.
Mm-mm. It was funny. It was good. It was catchy. It could have taken some, you know, grown some legs, so to speak. But they ended up deleting it. I think people are getting like there are definitely tweets that need to be deleted, you know, because it was whatever. And so they tweeted this because the PGA Championship was in North Carolina and they were trying to highlight that Scottie Scheffler now has 15 tour wins. And they tweeted out wins since 2022. Scottie Scheffler 15, Carolina Panthers 14.
Yikes.
What's wrong with that, though? What? That's not insensitive. That's not a you should delete it post.
Yeah, it's not insensitive. I'm wondering
it's funny.
Why are they picking on the Carolina? Is there
because it was in Carolina?
Okay, gotcha.
The tournament was in Carolina, and so I'm like, I think people are getting like far too like thin-skinned, sensitive. Like even Tyreek Hill on that one tweet, he's like, "That's funny, man. Should have left it up." You know,
I think it might be the messenger here. Like if this is like, you know, Yahoo Sports or something tweeting that out. That's one thing. The PGA Tour about their event.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's funny.
You are antagonizing another sport like for no reason, with no real good reason.
Are you really antagonizing?
Yes. Yes, you are. That's inherently the thing that makes it funny is that you're antagonizing them.
See, I might be the wrong person to talk about this.
I don't agree with that.
I'm totally fine with it. I actually like, and this could be a little cheesy now, but when you got some of these big corporations on Twitter going after the other one.
Oh, Jack in the Box is awesome.
Yeah, like if Wendy's
Wendy's good too.
Remember Wendy's released the album?
Yeah.
And it was dissing McDonald's or something like that.
Yes. See, that's good.
As long as it stays on social media,
as long as it's not crass or like legitimately insensitive. Here's something to maybe think about and maybe rethink whether you like this or not, Reggie. One of the reasons that's being speculated, Carolina Panthers owner Dave Tepper is a member at Quail Hollow, where they had the PGA Championship.
That could be the reason.
So he might have just rattled some cages. But again, he's being too sensitive.
Yeah. I think probably that's probably the reason why they took it down, because he probably was a little offended.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah. But it ends up being direct in that, right?
I mean, if he take his ball and go home or whatever.
Yeah.
Then that's a whole nother thing. So
I guess they
got to keep those relationships good.
That's the thing, is you manage your relationships here. Again, if this is like some third party outlet doing this, like they just making jokes. If it is you as person A now saying something about person B, now y'all might have individual problems. And I don't know if like the NBA, if they did that to the NFL or NFL did that to the NBA. Like, I don't think that they want those problems per se.
Yeah. And I think it's just the relationships, though, to be honest, because if we made some type of post or something about, let's say, Kyle and Hannah or something, they going to blow your phone up. They going to be like, yo, what's up with this? They might think it's funny.
I think there's some NFL teams that are really good at doing it the right way.
Yeah, but, you know, our bosses probably be like, you know what, let's be safe and turn it down.
no need to direct shots, man.
I get it, man. It ain't my money. I don't want to lose nobody no money.
Right, and here's the thing, right? That is not like in that instance, you're not doing like fair criticism per se.
Mm-hmm.
You're just out here kind of direct shots for jokes.
Yeah.
Which
wrong with that?
Does not feel like it's worthwhile there. And of course, maybe that's just a value judgment. I don't know.
Yeah, it's social media, man. I say let's have
Who'd
fun.
Who'd you hurt?
Apparently Dave Tepper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently who cares Dave about that? Didn't hurt anybody.
And here's the thing. You also probably hurt some Carolina Panthers fans' feelings.
Okay.
Especially considering your vents in Carolina, that might be know your audience
there
type.
There might be some that laugh.
Hey, no, it's...
There might be some you damn
Carolina
right.
Carolina fans been through a lot.
They might
so
be some you damn right.
I hope they ain't crying over that post.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate the Men's Clinic for providing you lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, will the NFL be better if they do indeed ban the tush push and playoff teams are receded, because the votes are coming in today. We'll do that next.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.